An easy way to ensure any design has appropriate breathing room is to show margins here. As you can see, the circle is protruding into this space, so let's bring it in, like this. Lastly, let's adjust the line spacing here and move and resize this top element away from the bottom group to give it more space. This is Dan, one of our newest drivers. Unfortunately, Dan's had a bit of a rough night. His partner's crook and has been up all night coughing, so Dan's not feeling his best. Email a form to all parents. Through LearnLink, go to the transition portal. From here, tick Email Parent 1, Email Parent 2, and so on. Click Send Emails. A confirmation box appears. Notice that the student's record turns yellow if this is the first time an email has been sent.
Hello, this is Jane. How can I help you today?
You tell me, Jane. I'm looking at my new bill and I can see that you people have gone and charged me again for a service I'm not using, and I've been trying to cancel for the last 6 months. I'm sick and tired of being told that it's going to be handled when it's pretty clear that it's not.
Meet Jasmine. Jasmine is a university student, and like many uni students, Jasmine has a lot of things she needs to buy. Books, laundry baskets, food, and so on. She can pay for those things with two types of money, debit or credit. Debit is money that comes from a personal bank account that has the funds already in the account.